nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm trying to feed this thing, and it doesn't seem to be wanting to feed. Here we go.
Technical problems.
I don't know what it is with that, but you're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon, CFA, CVA. I'm here with Shauna Theriault, who is a CFP and a CPA.
Yes.
Neither of which need any description, right? Everybody knows what those are. And also, Jennifer Thomas, who is a principal of the firm. She also has the CFP designation, those certified financial planners. The ladies are going to talk to us about planning for women today.
That's right.
Which is awesome. It's not a topic that that gets covered a lot, but it is actually different than what guys have to worry about, right?
To some degree.
To some degree, right? You ladies live longer than the other gender, right?
We do. Statistically.
Statistically. All right, well, let's cover the market real quick. Market was almost flat this week. Bill Lako was about as close to right as he's ever going to be. 0.06% gain.
0.06, there you go.
0.06 in the S&P 500. I always tell him, you know, he says it almost every time we in our outro on the show, the market's going to be flat. It just, this
I mean,
thing
the odds
so
are
oh, it's a long
never
shot.
In his favor.
Right.
However,
this week,
you know, his
say?
Head's going to be swelling. He's going to be saying that he was right all along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that one time back in 2017 and I was
only
right?
Only up 0.06%. Yeah. We won't elicit the blind squirrel defense or any of that, right? You know, they find a nut once in a while. Talking about the individual sectors for the week, utilities led the way 1.64% higher, energy down about 1.5%, and energy has been dragging. Looking at the year long numbers, who we got? If I can get
energy
my
was down year to date 11.96%,
almost 12%.
That's,
yeah,
right.
That's horrible. And look at information technology at 23.25% on the year. S&P 500 has gained 11.74% on the year. That's even with about a 12%, 11.95 I think it was in 2016. So the market's doing quite well.
We reached an all-time high.
We've reached multiple all-time highs this year. Dow's over 22,000.
Yeah.
So a lot of positive news. Even, you know, we had talked a lot about how regulation and the potential for changes in regulation, deregulating more or less, and lowering tax rates was what was driving the market. But even now that, you know, some of that stuff seems to have come off the rails, market hasn't sold off huge. We're riding through earnings season at the moment. So if you look at the S&P 500, we're about 80% of the way through earnings season, and sales have grown in the second quarter by approximately 5.5%. Earnings have grown 10.45%. We expected it to be in the double digits. This barely gets there. I think first quarter we were around 15.5% mm-hmm. growth in earnings. If you look at the big spots, energy, now, even though it's down so big, earnings growth 220.35%.
So what is the relationship with growth earnings and price to earnings? If price to earnings, if we see the market's somewhat expensive, what, and if we're showing a 10% growth, how?
This catches us up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so earnings,
gotcha.
Earnings being the denominator of that ratio, the more it grows, the closer we get. It's still the market looks relatively expensive. You know, when you look at it at historical rates, PE still over 17. Long term PE is around 16.1. You know, when you look at the details going further back, that's kind of where we are. Highlights, as I mentioned, energy sales growth over 15%, almost 15.5% in the second quarter. Information technology, why is it going up so big? 16% growth in earnings. It's one of the things that I keep saying, you know, although information technology has led the market higher in 2017, it doesn't necessarily follow that it's all that much more expensive than the remainder of the market. Tech didn't bounce early on after the election like the remainder of the market did, but it has certainly caught up since then. You dig a little deeper as far as surprise goes, and this is just earnings and sales relative to what analysts expected. Earnings have surprised to the upside by approximately 5% overall.
We had Apple beat their earnings by 6.1%.
Yeah, Apple did well. Expecting a new iPhone coming out.
iPhone 8, right?
Soon, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what all goes on with that.
It's going to be the size of an iPad?
I don't know.
They keep getting bigger, right?
Yeah. I've got a 7 Plus, and it's about as big as an iPad already, especially when I throw a case on it that's indestructible, because I tend to be kind of a gorilla and destroy just about anything I can get my hands on. But my last phone suffered through me, and I never broke it. So awesome news. I give the credit to the case. If you look at the surprise, it really tells a little more of the story as to why these companies are up or down. Information technologies earnings surprise 7%. So the actual results are beating what analysts expected by about 7%. Next highest is in healthcare, which has been kicked around more or less for a while now. Trying to figure out exactly what we're going to have, whether or not we do away with the Affordable Care Act or continue on. Obviously, at the moment, you know the score there. And then you look at energy. I take that back. It's one of two negative earnings surprises, 3.7% worse than analysts would have expected. And that's the reason that it's still kind of wallowing in the negative range for the year. At some point, you might see that change. I know energy prices, crude oil prices, have hovered around 52 lately, $52 a barrel, which is it's better than we've been seeing, better than oil has been for quite a long time. We have watched all this stuff play out, and we've talked about it quite a bit on the show. How the Saudi Arabians ran supply through the roof to drive prices lower and find out kind of where the Bakken shale would break, and I think they know now. So anyway, they overshot, which often happens in financial markets. Where'd we get around $28 a barrel at its very lowest around February of 2016? So if you look at what we've got now, it's much better than that. But still not perfect. Got a good bit of economic information this week. International trade was the deficit narrowed to $46.5 billion in May. It was a decline, but smaller than expected. You look at the employment situation, which is a piece that we all watch real closely. Expansion endures. June rebounded. Well, it's July that we would have reported 222,000 jobs. Employers added average 194,000 each month year to date. So things are going good, and employment situation continues to be the big bright spot. What you would expect after a while, though, is you get to full employment and you start seeing wages increase, starts driving inflation, making companies less profitable. We're hoping that all gets ironed out smoothly, and we don't suffer from the inflation too much. This is why the Fed adjusts interest rates, right?
Right.
Personal income was unchanged in June, fell short of May's 0.3% gain, and our forecast for 0.4% increase. ISM manufacturing is doing reasonably well. Fell 1.5 points to 56.3 in July, but the drop was pretty much expected. It's not a huge decline. Anything that's over 50 is still expansionary, and that's kind of the piece that we watch real close. MBA mortgage apps, mortgage applications decreased by 2.8% in the composite this week, and it is a weekly number. Refinance index was where most of the grief was. It was down 3.8%. The purchase index moved 2% lower. It's a little bit strange. You would see summertime and purchases moving lower. I know in these parts we're kind of back to school, but
Inventory is low out there, so there's not really there's nowhere to get a mortgage to buy a house because you can't find a house to buy.
Right. Yeah. No, that's that is one of the things that's weighing on the housing market. Definitely having low inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Jobless claims. This is pretty much in line with the employment situation we talked about earlier. Fell 5,000 from the previous week. You know, it's been strong for quite some time. Still keeps rolling on. Guys, let's take a real quick break. We'll come back with a dog of the week. Stick around. You don't want to miss that for sure. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.